and get rid of this goddamn car.
Do I still have to be the white nationalist friend?
Yeah.
No, you're our man of Germanic descent.
Man of Germanic descent.
Yeah, dude.
Because that kind of flows pretty well.
Dude.
I think.
Speaking of that, did you hear about how in Germany they elected like some far right party members, this AfD party?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I did hear about that.
So they put out like these ads. And it's so funny. It's like a re-immigration ad.
Oh, no.
It's just a blonde German pilots and dancing blonde German flight attendants shipping off muzzies with this music.
What the fuck? They got the crying fucking like libtard.
Yeah. And yeah, they're crying lip. It's all AI generated too. It's really fucked. It's all fake. There's one scene where there's like a massive like fleet of planes. They're all flying
in a swastika.
Huh. Yeah, in a swastika formation. The eagle.
They're flying in an eagle pattern.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a bummer because one of the coolest things about the Nazis is their style.
Hugo Boss, dude.
They made huge leaps and bounds in film and costume. What the fuck,
dude?
Oh, my God.
They're just so stoked to ship them off.
Get rid of them.
You must be re-immigrated. Also, in Austria, they just elected like a far right.
Really?
Anti-immigration.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. They've been getting like
Austria and Germany getting a little spicy. Those two have. Those are the bad kids. They got a bad past.
Yeah.
They're getting like far right, dude. Whatever that means over there.
I mean,
I think it just mostly is a migrant thing. Like, I think that's all anyone gives a shit about.
It is now legal to spit on the street.
They're like,
we are the far right.
They're like, remember that thing that Germany did back in the fucking 30s?
Yeah, I sure
know. We're bringing that back, whatever that was.
Yeah. Run it back.
Those seems like everyone's kind of flipping politically. We have like the fucking hardcore socialists in Britain now.
Yeah.
Got the hardcore lefties.
But, yeah, dude.
I remember watching this like fashion video where he was like, why were the Nazis so fashionable?
Yeah.
He was just an authentic like fashion YouTuber, and he just had this like just a deconstruction of why the Nazis look so sexy.
Did he have to make like some cornball, you know? Now, I can't get into, of course, the bad stuff, but
no,
just looking at it as a whole,
he never mentioned how controversial the topic might be.
Oh, shit.
He's like,
he just was like, yeah, they had fucking swag.
If I get 1,000 likes, I will rate the fit on the Auschwitz survivors.
Hey, was he foreign? He was Euro?
Yeah, he was European, too. European. He really didn't give a shit. He's like, Hitler fucking swag.
Hitler swag, yeah. he's
finished.
He's very swag, yes.
Hugo Boss
swag.
But that's what's disappointing about that video. There's no style. No, it's all Boss. AI.
Oh, yeah.
There's no, like, aesthetic.
Well, they aren't, like, the leading party. I think they got a low budget.
Yeah, why the fuck do you think they're using AI?
Low budget. That's no budget.
Yeah, that's literally no budget.
I mean,
yeah,
they have no money.
We literally have no money. We won't use AI.
Yeah, I kind of refuse.
You won't pay for AI art? You don't believe in AI artists?
No.
No.
What
about those guys who made that video that where it's all the politicians like robbing people with guns? It's like,
see,
Kamala
some of that
Harris
shit,
like
some
pointing
of that shit
an
is
AR-15
fucking
at
funny.
A guy in a gas station. And then they're like locking her up and shit. They had Zuckerberg doing it.
Mm.
And then like when he's in his mugshot, he has this like lizard on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Like for all the characters, they had some like little thing that kind of represented them. Like I think they had a Kim Jong-un.
Oh.
Or not Kim Jong-un, I'm sorry. Xi Jinping. Like robbing people in the convenience store and causing all this mayhem.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It's like shows him like holding the Winnie the Pooh doll, like looking at it longingly.
Well, there was the one with like they had the guns and like they had the fucking laser sights on them and shit. Those looked fucking crazy.
It was lit.
But
interesting.
Now, my baseline opinion on AI is I think it's bullshit. I think it's bullshit, and I don't support anyone.
I've been hearing yeah, that it's bullshit, and that they think it's gonna collapse because it's gonna self feed now on all the AI content. The internet's getting flooded with AI content, and AI is already self feeding. They have proved it. Mm. So it's just gonna
degenerate,
burn out. Yeah, and it could burn out in like a couple
unless
years.
Unless they come out with an AI net.
I don't know. Yeah, but they think like. That it's just kind of bullshit. Yeah. Like, it's not going to be... We've kind of seen, I don't know, the most of it. And then it's going to start crapping out.
I hope you're right. I'm tired of saying it in general. I think we're on the cusp of having some sort of, like, permanent label on shit where it's like, this was made by a human, and that gets the stamp.
Right.
Like, you know, you can... There's this program where you can feed any image, and it'll tell you what edits were made in Photoshop.
Mm. Yeah.
We're on the, you know, that could be kind of valuable to know. Who made what and when?
I'm AI with the braids.
AI with the braids.
AI with the braids. Yeah, I think I'm fucking getting sick. This sucks.
Got the skank flu.
I got the skank flu from Skank Fest, dude.
Skank Fest Black Plague.
Dude, somebody
some
fucking...
dirty people there.
Dude, I shouldn't have been eating asshole for
there
fucking...
There were. It did stink. I mean, I stunk, but it stunk.
Yeah, there Everyone was some stunk. Fucking...
It was hot.
Gross dudes there.
I don't think...
I probably shouldn't have been eating ass for fucking $12 in the bathroom. $12 an ass in the bathroom.
Why are you complaining about money? It sounds like you had a turnout.
Yeah, I was making bank. Out. I was making bank and, you know, I got sick. That's the only downside.
Damn.
I forgot to bring a dental dam.
Wow. Should have asked Dr. Drew what to do.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew? Yeah, he was there.
Dr.
Drew Pinsky?
The guy...
Yeah, it was funny. I went in the bathroom. We saw him a bunch, but I went in the bathroom and he was in there like using one of the urinals. And then he zips up and he's walking out, and the dude sees him. He's like, Dr. Drew, hey, could you look at this? Is this normal?
Yeah, they were fucking with him.
That is pretty funny. It's funny that someone with like he could literally be a doctor. Like a medical doctor,
he is.
Right?
He's licensed.
Yeah. So he's spending his time watching people get decapitated on your mom's house.
Dude, he loved it. No, yeah, he was
having a good time. He was having a great time. He was loving fucking that chick finger Lewis's ass.
Well, yeah, he wouldn't finger Lewis's ass.
Yeah, he's like, I could lose my medical license for it, but because I don't have the proper training in fucking Nevada or whatever.
He's not licensed in Nevada.
Lewis
wanted him to give him a prostate exam on Legion of Skanks because he's going to get the gun in the butt the next day. So he's like, could you check my asshole?
See if
make
I got
sure
cancer.
There's no cancer, no shit that's going to, the gun's going to rupture.
Well, there is going to be some shit that will
There is going to be shit.
Yeah, there was shit.
But organs.
But yeah, Dr. Maybe. Drew wouldn't do it. So
He's like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, because hanging out with Tom Segura all day watching, you know, people get raped, that won't make you lose your license.
Right.
No. Putting your finger in a butt.
In a different than a wrong state.
Yeah.
No, consensual butt play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, they were trying to get him to do a double, fucking both on him and Big J.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
Yeah.
I can't fuck you tonight.
Yeah, they wanted him to,
license.
Like, with each hand, but he was like, I couldn't do it with my left hand. You need to have the touch.
You need to know what it feels like.
Really.
You need to know what the inside of a man's ass should feel like inside and out.
If that's the case, why do they bust my balls for not being able to feel cancer on my own sack? Like, every guy should know what cancer feels like on your balls. It's like, I don't have the touch. I'm not.
You don't know?
I didn't go to...
Well, have you felt your balls?
I'm not a doctor.
So if something
I mean, this
new
guy,
pops up,
he probably, yeah, you do.
Cancer.
New? I don't have like a, you know, Avengers level 3D scan of my testicles.
I don't
think.
Yeah, but you always talk about globing your nuts every time you get in the shower, and it's like, I don't want to hear about you globing your fucking
just
nuts.
Just do it.
It
just
hurts.
Do it on the couch or whatever when you're watching TV and fondling your nuts. Just check out what they feel like, and then make a note.
Hmm. I don't
it's
know.
Not that
it feels
difficult.
Like
they just kind of like feel like, you know, large grapes or whatever, and you're like, all right.
I get a woman to do that. I don't want to do that.
You don't want
to
do it?
I don't want to do that.
You never fondle
balls? I do, but like I get a woman to do it because I'm afraid of like actually feeling like something weird.
Actually, that might solve the sex crisis in America.
Yeah, I'm like,
you
I have
never like give it a proper feel?
No, I have. I do every once in a while.
It scares
but
you?
I don't like it. I don't like doing
it.
Like it?
I don't
like
it.
It's like a psychological thing.
No, it like hurts mentally. To do it to myself.
No, it doesn't hurt me mentally. It's just like I'm afraid. I'm afraid of feeling a tumor, like
is,
me being the one feeling
a tumor.
Hey, man, listen.
Well, no, look, this might solve. The
Why would
crisis.
You ball cancer?
If men have to feel boobs for cancer and women have to feel balls for cancer, we might get some fucking action out of that.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
Come down to the cancer screening store.
Cancer screening date night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear
it's
something?
It's like speed dating for cancer screening.
So speaking of men and women needing each other, my wife
Christ.
An hour ago said that they can, that it's a thing now in quotes that women can get pregnant without any kind of man. And I was like, well, there has to be some like sperm donation. And she was like, no. No, I don't think so. No, that's like a thing now. And I was like, I don't think that's a thing. And she was just like,
interesting.
Yeah, because it's like, because I feel like I know what she's talking about. It's like kind of a dumb meme, but it's based on like something they
the
did
bone
to
marrow
sheep
thing?
Or whatever.
It's like the bone marrow
oh, like
cloning.
I haven't heard of this. So yeah, I'm like, that's why I floated it. Am I retarded or
no? You're
well.
I don't want to call your wife retarded because I feel like that's rude. But she is a woman, and that falls
and
under the category of being retarded
of a kind of mental handicap.
Yes, it is definitely a
it is
handicap in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, no, that is it is like a dumb that. Like Dolly the Sheep like cloning thing,
yes.
Like meme or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen dumb ass bitches on TikTok be like. Look, we don't even need men now.
Oh,
they
bitch, we
said
don't
it
need
in
you.
Science. Like, that's a thing.
But what if you need a country to be nuked? Who's going to push that button? Well, that's probably the worst thing that you need men. Never mind.
You know what?
What do you mean?
I was doing a play on, like, oh, what if you need to, like, kill the spider in the house? What if you need to nuke a population?
Yeah, who needs
a
to
woman?
Press the button?
The,
the clitoris button?
Yeah, I mean, who's going to do the genocide?
Who's going to do the...
If what?
If you don't need men anymore and they're all gone.
I mean, that's retard. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
who's going to keep the roads functioning, Javen? Who's
yeah,
going to keep the lights on?
Dude,
I
they're
going to
be. They would be so lost without us, dude. They'd be
I
like.
The most extreme.
Yeah.
They'd
example.
Be like, who's gonna take out the trash?
Yeah.
Who's going to fucking.
Yeah.
Who's going to check the mail?
Who's going to change the light bulb?
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh. All the cars broken down.
Yeah, I don't, I mean.
What do I do as the car's on fire?
Yeah.
I think it's overheating.
Also, it is, also that whole thing with like women not starting wars is kind of a misnomer. Because there have been female leaders. It's
been
tested.
Yeah.
And their
vicious.
Rates of war, in England in particular, the queens have more wars when they were serving than kings.
I mean, Margaret Thatcher is called the Iron Lady for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. But it's like that's some dumb shit women like to say. Where they're like, all wars are caused by men. If we had a female president, there'd be no war.
That's lazy because they just think of
want to bet we're taking over Israel.
Yeah.
We got a female president. Israel's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, should we call it the presidentress? If we get the big K in,
more like the more like the
Circle K,
Circle K,
Circle K, Pussy Kamala, Circle K,
there you go,
Circle K,
Presidential Circle K, or it'll probably be Madam President,
Madam,
yeah,
Madam K,
yeah, Madam President, probably
Madam K,
Kamala,
listen, Kamala, listen, I don't like to play with Kamala. I don't like that little toy with the string and the ball. I don't like Kambalas. It's going to be...
Are you talking about a kendama?
Yeah. Whatever the fuck that is.
This is like... You guys always say the dumbest shit on this podcast. I love it. Keegan never knows the difference between Taiwan and Thailand. He'll be like Taiwanese ladyboy.
Oh, yeah. You do say that.
Because I'm fucking retarded, dude. Listen,
I'm
globally delayed, and you're over here globally your nuts.
We've established that.
I'm
good. I appreciate it.
I'm fucked up off the DayQuil right now. It's crazy.
Yeah, you really don't know anything.
I don't. Right now, in this moment, I don't know shit.
You're like, I don't know shit. Who started World War One? For in Japanese?
Some skank gave me the skank fast AIDS.
That's a fatty.
That's a fatty. That guy was so fucking funny. You just lit that thing up.
When we were like first getting into the festival, like got after the skank walk deal, we were at the venue. And I pull out a fresh joint and light it up. And this guy with like this Midwestern accent was just going by. And he goes, "That's a fatty."
It was just, that shit was so fucking funny.
I was like, thanks, man.
Yeah. Dude, that's funny. He's only seen weed in TV shows.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking A.
That's a fatty.
I've
grown an appreciation of the Midwesterns.
They're great.
Yeah they're kind of funny. They're fun people.
They're not
but
very self-aware people. Which
no,
like,
no, not at all.
Everyone in L.A. is so, or like West Coast is so fucking, you know, self-referential and
they're
ironic.
Too self-aware.
Yeah.
They need
people
to
in the Midwest are like, I like having my
the farm. Midwest.
The Midwest. Is that what I said? The Midwest. I like the Midwest.
The Tales of Weep. Did he tell you?
I did not.
They had the $1 million extreme. Well, $1 million extreme presents Tales of Weep.
What?
And it was hosted by Roger Stone.
Roger Stone?
Yeah. Roger Stone.
It
had like kind of like almost, I don't know if the right term is, I would say like Twilight Zone-esque little intros and stuff where it was all black and white and it was Roger Stone. He's like,
it was pretty awesome.
He was like, "I'm here to tell you some tales of wape. I'm Roger Stone." And like, but yeah, and then in between he'd be like, "Wow. That was really quite
That was really quite the wape."
It was so funny.
Holy
dude.
Shit. Dude, that sounds awesome.
But they were just a bunch of animated
like Newgrounds like esque humor fucking flash.
No
shit.
Rapes actually. I don't
know.
No
except
rapes, Butter. Yeah. Someone raped Butter and
that one was wild. That one was fucking funny.
Butter?
Sam just fucking screaming at the crew, fucking like, "Did you play the Butter one yet?
Play Butter.
Play the Butter one."
Who's Butter?
It was one of the sketches. It was about this guy. The animation was haunting because they were all different animation styles.
Yeah.
And then this one was like 3D animation. Like I would almost say like Garry's Mod-esque.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just about a dude who had a fucking butter fetish. He loved fucking butter.
He couldn't help it, dude.
He couldn't help it. And they would animate his full like cock and balls and everything. And he'd grab sticks of butter and just go like with the most haunted look in
his
face.
Dude, it was fucking wild. I was like, okay, the other ones were fucking insane, but this one is like the worst.
That's it was terrible.
Kind of. It was 3D too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
His dick got infected from fucking a giant case of rotting expired butter in the grocery store.
I had the
and
most
it was,
schizophrenic
it
rape
swelled
look
his
on my face.
And I said to that cunt bitch, "Get out." I put those pancakes away and went straight for the butter. But yeah, and they animated that like his dick, his balls got super swollen and red. His dick was like
shrunken and gangrene.
And
because
he was uncircumcised.
Pussy. Oh, yeah. So that's why.
So change everything you've been picturing, Javen. Yeah. I should have mentioned that right off the top.
He hadn't been harmed by a Jew yet.
Yeah.
I was envisioning my cock. Thank you for
that. Yeah, well. Sorry, yours was bit by a fiendish Jew.
Das Jew.
Das Jew.
I was actually circumcised by a hungry Irishman.
No, really?
Believe it or not. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they did have a potato famine, so I can imagine he was pretty hungry.
Not even kidding. I don't know
he
why my mother
settled for
told
anything.
Me the race and ethnicity of the doctor who cut
crazy,
my cock.
That's fucking crazy, dude. It's
fucking buck wild, dude. But yeah, no, Tales of Weep was fucking awesome.
It was awesome.
I went down to the pub and I saw the dogs.
Yeah, so too bad I had to miss going so I could flip fucking burgers like a faggot.
Yeah,
boo.
Dude. Boo.
It was awesome.
It was like a movie, bro.
Dude, Skankfest was like a movie.
It's like a fucking movie.
Too bad you had to stay here like a stupid and fucking flip burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, after that screening, that's when we got to say hi to Sam. Keegan and get, take picture. Pictures
was,
with him.
Yeah,
that was an endearing moment.
Yeah, that was dope.
That
he's huge, dude.
Dude, yeah, no.
My picture with him looked like shit. Keegan's looked all right.
I look fucking fat as fuck.
You look fat?
I look fat, dude.
I think that looks better than looking gaunt. Like a little boy.
Gaunt and weird.
Yeah,
oh
you do.
God.
You do look like a little boy next
Holy
to Sam,
shit.
Dude.
I know. He's huge.
Dude,
I'm 6 feet
massive.
Tall.
No, you're tall.
And Sam, I'm, well, for the audience, they don't know me.
Yeah.
I'm six.
Oh, I'm agreeing with you.
I'm six. There is no audience. That's
wow.
why I'm laughing. but
there's one devoted guy that's listening to this.
It's for probably my mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be hilarious if she knew and she was our biggest
She's
fan.
Just our biggest fucking supporter. She's buying all my shirts that I'm making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
That'd be hilarious if I caught her watching Sam Hyde.
Whoa.
Fucking, she's just
good
like,
taste.
He's a comedy.
Major
genius.
League swag out. Major League swag out.
I don't know if he told you. It was funny. I got an email from OneDrive today, and it was like, here's your flashback from last year. And then it was just a bunch of pictures from Million Dollar Extreme World Peace, because I uploaded I pirated the show and uploaded it to my
Allegedly.
OneDrive.
Oh my
no,
god!
He said fucking pirate it because they took it down. This was after it was
that is true.
Canceled.
That is true. They That's are wild. Changing the name of that.
So I
too.
Got it off the bay.
They did Fuck. Have to change the name. It's not World Peace 2. It's
Extreme
it's,
Peace.
Extreme Peace.
Yeah,
which is fucking awesome.
What did Kamala fucking copyright World Peace?
No, Adult Swim.
Oh really?
Yeah, they like sent them a cease and desist or something recently.
Oh,
because
they own the fucking pro. Wow.
Yeah, bunch of fucking homos.
God.
That's stupid.
Fuck Adult Swim.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't slam a woman into a fucking coffee table without getting banned.
That was
nice.
One did it.
It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah
that's, it's
they
nice
liked
that, that's
that shit. That was.
Which one was the one that got him? Muslim shit?
Well, there were some sketches that were pulled. I think the Jews Rock was rough. But, I think it was all just shit That's, that Sam said outside
yeah,
of the show.
Yeah, it was like it was a lot of stuff.
Oh
like,
yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah. He donated like fucking $30,000. Yeah.
There was the huge
Tim
Heidecker
Spencer,
Sam yeah. Hyde fucking beef. The Tim Heidecker Sam Hyde beef was another fucking big thing that like got
yeah.
him like fucking off Adult
That's
Swim.
That's Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
Tim.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Javen's too. He doesn't know. They're such has-beens. I mean, I didn't know fucking Tim and Eric until Sam's talking about him.
Well,
you know, like
I've heard of Tim and Eric.
I mean,
is
remember,
it like some
I
animated
yeah.
shit?
No, I know,
no,
but I'm
no.
just saying, like they're pretty much has-beens. Like,
yeah, it's like
it's,
old Adult Swim,
yeah.
like fucking oh. live action skit comedy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Like that was kind of all they did, I think.
Right.
As
well,
far
but
as
then they have that production company. Absolutely. That's
oh
Tim
yeah,
Heidecker.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to say it's like those. Those skits don't sound anything worse than what's on South Park. I was like, oh, fuck, that's Comedy Central.
Right.
Yeah, it's different. Should, and then I mean, Comedy Central got gay for a while.
Art got
yeah.
gay for
art,
4 years.
Everything
there,
got
if you
gay
remember.
For a while. Let's be real.
If you recall, everything. Dude,
man,
I had my
I could barely
fat
remember
fucking manager.
Yesterday.
My manager is the size of, like, you know, a fucking car. Walk in and say that he's so excited for the new SNL season because they're going to have some new celebrity on. And then I'm like, not only am I gassed by that, but he mentions, he's like, oh, I'm also really excited for the SNL origin movie. They're making a movie about how SNL started.
Wow.
And then I like, you know, said in passing, I was like, you know, the movie's probably going to be fucking funnier than the show.
Right.
Because it was back in the day. And then he just looked at me like, what? No, it's good.
Apparently.
SNL's good.
Because Shane was on like the first Legion of Skank show,
mm-hmm.
and they said that he said no to SNL to be Trump for the whole season.
Yeah, he said fuck that. I'm gonna go to Skank Fest
for real.
Yeah, because
he would have had to. They did SNL that night or whatever. You know, last weekend.
That is pretty baller.
And they wanted him to
fuck
fucking
SNL.
Like do a whole like season of. Fucking SNL as
yeah.
him.
Oh, leave
as
it be. The two skits he did, the couple skits he did were perfect.
Yeah, he was like, fuck that shit.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, fuck him.
We're going to have him, you know, do fucking Modern Family, except it's Trump.
Right.
Fuck that shit.
It would probably, yeah, it'd probably be a shitty gig anyway. You're having to, like, attend all these businessy writing meetings.
Just sitting around fucking.
Well, then you
nothing.
Have to listen to David Cho be like, I'm Asian.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Asian.
I'd rather watch Coke Magic than see that.
I'd
Coke
rather
Magic
watch
was
Penis
fucking,
Magic than that.
Coke Magic was awesome. Fucking
Coke Magic was.
fucking yeah. Zach Aminko fucking stole the cards on the string. for the sword trick.
Sabotaged his
trick. It was so fucking awesome. Because Lewis was like, that wasn't supposed to fucking happen. And Zach fucking was like, I stole the fucking card with the string on it, you faggot.
That is pretty funny. Fuck, they got a magician for Skankfest?
No, Lewis was doing coke magic.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Fucking fuck Lewis.
Fuck Lewis. He was great, dude.
Dude, yeah, fuck that guy. He got fucked in the butt with a gun.
He did. I couldn't really watch that.
You didn't watch it?
No. I was trying not to.
It was funny when
did they have
Keegan
a camera
was
behind
like,
him?
Well, no, we were so we were literally like to the side. So
oh, you just saw? Yeah,
yeah. We literally could see Lewis's ass.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah,
you stepped away
and the chick like going in shit. So I was, I don't know. I was just like,
yeah. For
I went with like Dave in the Smith butt. And Sam Hyde. They kind of stood.
Yeah,
off.
That was for finger in the ass. That was the
for
prostate
finger in the ass.
Check for gun in the butt. I think Tim Dillon and. Is it
David
Tell? David Tell. Mm. David Tell were there.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. It's nice that that's a yearly thing now. It's like, oh, I can't wait to see Lewis put a gun in his ass.
Well, I think that was the last year for Gun in the Butt.
Because it's always Lewis.
What do you mean it's the last year? You don't know this.
I mean, he said that. He said that. It was the last year.
Fuck. They'll get riled up about something. Those faggots can't wait to shove more shit up each other's ass.
Dude, they fucking Lewis, love it, dude. Gun in the Ass, season two, that's the finale?
Apparently.
They only had two fucking episodes?
That chick fingering him was wild, though.
That shit was wild.
I was like, it was funny. It all ended because, like, it was going for a while. And then Big J was like, I think he was like, Lewis, you're just having sex on stage this point. And then they, like, cut the bit abruptly. But yeah. I was like, that's basically what's happening. And it's funny because Lewis is an exhibitionist.
He was
said
getting
that
on
the show. On
the
he
stage.
Likes public sex.
Oh God!
So I was like, he's like getting off to this. I fucking think we got raped, dude.
Yeah, dude. We
were
all victims.
All got raped.
No.
We were getting
all
off
victims
to get
dude.
Fingered in front of a crowd.
Why are public figures exhibitionists? That can't be legal.
It's a part of their act. It's
no,
it's entirely legal.
He got fucked in his
it's
ass.
Like smoking
got
cigarettes on
ass.
Stage. If it's a part
we
of your
all
act, you
for
can
it
do
to
it.
Happen, and then.
Guys,
he made it weird.
Yeah.
Guys, next year, how about I get jerked off on stage?
But that fucking photo of like her like wrapping her arm around his neck and like kissing
dude,
him on the neck is
crazy.
You
have a picture of him like where he wasn't as bent over. He was kind of like leaning back to her. Like his back is all
arched.
He had
his shit arched like a
and
freak.
She has her arm like around his shoulder and her finger in his ass.
I don't even know, guys. That doesn't even sound funny.
It was
just sounds.
It was
hilarious.
Was it funny? Okay.
It was because it was so spur of the moment. Like literally, they were like, "Are there any doctors in this audience who could do a prostate exam?" And then this chick goes, "Me." And then she gets up there and she's like, totally a hot chick. Doesn't look like a doctor.
And she's like,
"And then
I lied."
Yeah. And then they're like, but you want to finger his ass? And she was like, yeah. And they're like, okay. And so then they're just like, all right, this chick's going to finger his ass now.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Wow.
Holy
that is
shit.
Pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
This is sick. Gay.
She's got balls,
this is
dude.
Gay.
This is gay. Yeah.
Key, you should have fucking raised your hand.
I should have. I should have gone up there and fingered Lewis's ass.
Never mind. You don't look like a doctor at all. Josh, you should have rose your hand.
No,
he would have seen my big ass fucking like basketball player hands and be like, hell no, dude. Hell no, doggy. You're not
oh,
putting those
hell
in
no.
That was fucking awesome.
There's this guy. I swear, I think like he might have been a figment of our imagination because I tried looking him up on both like the comedian list and the set list or the schedule like of that set. And he wasn't listed.
Really?
But there's this comedian. His name is Alex something. And he was like this insane wigger character. He literally like, he had tons of chains. He was all dressed up. He had a hat. Like he looked like he was like in a boy band or something. And then he had his pants sagged all the way down his ass. And he had like a jock strap on or something. So his cheeks were just out.
Yeah, his ass was literally just out, dude.
Yes.
New definition of assless chaps.
Yeah.
Dude, it was insanity.
And a diamond belt. Like and all
like
that
red
shit.
Bullet wow. Bullet fucking proof vest.
That's right. Yes, he had a bulletproof vest.
But
on.
He had like a bunch of watches on.
Yes, and like a big chain that said
jeans.
Alex.
And yeah,
and he was like, "Oh my god, dude, he was just outrageous." You ever fucking on a big black booty?
shit was awesome.
Yeah, he was hilarious, and they were playing where they would play like sound effects and stuff. So that's what it was. He was like, I went down on this fine asshole, this fine black queen, and I started eating her pussy. And that shit tasted like shit.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, yeah. It was fucking awesome. And then he, like, fucking, like, it's all, like, and he's, like, yeah, fucking running up into the fucking theater.
Yeah, they started
all
doing
gunshots
and, like, this crazy sound effect montage, and he's running all through the stage, like,
yeah,
jumping
it's like
over
the Scooby-Doo fucking run with, like, a bunch of gunshots.
Yeah,
and runs up into the fucking theater, runs all the way back down, does a bunch of push-ups and shit. And then there was some kid that was, like, I don't think this shit's fucking funny. And then there was a black kid in front, and he's like, actually, like, the only black kid in the room, he's like, actually, I'm black, and I think it's hilarious.
And everyone's like, yeah! But no, it was funny. Yeah, his retard started heckling, saying it wasn't funny. And then, a crowd's booing him. Alex is shitting on him. Then Sam gets out from the green room, and he's like, starts, like, talking shit.
He's like, get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck out then. Like, it was
oh shit, dude.
But then like, I guess the guy was cool and he stayed or whatever. Yeah. Alex was like, nah, we're just
leave that motherfucker alone.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But it was hilarious, dude. I don't know what the guy's full name was. Couldn't look him up. I don't know what happened.
Dude, he was just some random fucking like Vegas citizen.
Maybe.
That walked in.
He was amazing. He literally
got something in my heart that's brewing.
That shit, like, that was, like, probably the only set that had me, like, wheezing.
Yeah.
Really?
Because that showcase was, like, kind of mid. The room was, like, half full, and it was one
of the... Well, it was in the morning,
right? No. This is at, like, night. This is towards, like, midnight.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the showcase was weird. Like, they literally had one guy, like, they were in, like, because it was in the back theater, like, in the corner theater. And, you know, fucking...
It's just an old movie theater.
It's an old movie theater.
That's where they're doing it.
Yeah. Huh. And, he's like, where the fuck are we? They put us in the fucking... They were like, where the fuck are we? They put us in the fucking back room. No, it looks like... Feels like no one gives a shit about us. Like, this fucking ceiling's falling apart. This fucking stage is falling apart. Ah, fuck this. I'm just going to tell stories instead of, like, actually doing it.
Tell stories about shitty gigs.
Yeah.
So he's, like, suggesting... And it was because the couple comedians before him didn't do well.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't a whole lot of laughs, and the crowd's half full. So you got to be, like... killing it.
Yeah, right.
But so they didn't do great, but it was just because they weren't killing it. Like, it's Skankfest. You
also
gotta bring
also
your
the
A
crowd
game.
Is like
the crowd. It's a tough crowd.
It's a tough crowd because
to a lot of comedy.
Yeah, they listen to a lot of comedy, and then also they're like hardcore. Those are the hardcore like alt comic fans.
Yeah,
it's totally different fucking ball game.
Yeah,
totally fucking different ball game.
So what did those comedians just go up and be like? So I'm single or what?
No, they just had like. They just had jokes that would probably work in, like, the L.A. scene.
Yeah, like, there was literally a guy who came up who was a writer for Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Who's like, I haven't done stand-up in a while. And his whole act was about, like...
That's what he prefaced it with?
Yes. Yeah.
And then he's like, so I'm trying to be woke, you know? I'm trying to be a cool guy.
And everybody in the room is just like...
Research. Like, it's like, it's not relatable to this crowd. It probably crushes to a crowd that relates to that.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. He was making then some edgy jokes. Like, he's joking about how he has to treat women. And so he's shitting on them or making the old, quote unquote, old fashioned humor about it. But it's like this preface of, like, I'm trying to be woke and do the work and blah, blah, blah. It's just like falling flat, you know?
Yeah. It kind of just fell on deaf ears. But yeah, no, it was like, it was a snooze fest. It felt like up until Alex fucking came out.
Yeah.
And just like spun that fucking record sideways.
He hopped out. It was crazy. It was also funny because the host, well, Sarah Weinshank, like ditched.
I think she literally just left like halfway through.
Yeah. He was the last comedian. She was like, say hi to Alex, whoever. And he came out and just lit the room on fire. Like, it was like, what the fuck is even happening? You know?
Yeah.
He was great. And then after him, it was Nick Rochefort and then Sam. And she was like gone. So I think she might have not been digging the green room vibe or something.
It was fucking... It was
maybe
different.
Didn't like all the N-words.
Well, you've heard of
it. There were a lot of N-words. Alex was letting it fly.
Yeah. That Wigga was letting it fly.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fucking...
What was his mixtape? Was Vanilla
5? Oh,
you say it.
It was...
Yeah.
It was Vanilla 5. I got the.
Like, I'm recording my album,
Vanilla 5. You trying to get your booty hole licked, baby?
Yeah, he was awesome.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah,
that shit was awesome.
Maybe Alex was just some fucking weird dude that Nick and Sam found on the streets, wherever they live.
I was trying to remember where I know him from. But I can't remember. Like, I know him from somewhere, but, like, my brain is just, like, short-circuiting.
And I didn't even see him around. I was looking out for him the rest of the festival. No,
he was probably just fucking, like, MDE guys.
Was that the day we took mushrooms? It wasn't.
No, that was Friday night.
I was making a joke.
Saturday night was.
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
Saturday night, we went a little crazy. That was mushrooms. The day started out, and I was like, yo, maybe today we should do mushrooms. And then we get there, and the first like line we're getting in, I go to the bar to get us waters, and there's this like hippie dude with just a huge fucking bag of mushrooms, and he's like right behind me, and he's talking to people. He's like, yeah, just take some. I got way too much and all this. And so I turn around, I'm like, oh shit, can I have some? And he's like, absolutely. I just want this one. He pull out like a huge cap.
Yeah, yeah.
and then I'm like, all right. And I grabbed like a handful of stems and brought him back to Keegan. He munched like a half one,
because there was three stems that you grabbed. Something. You had the big one.
So I munched the big one.
And I threw out two different fucking between two different rooms. Like had munched one, and then like had the other one the next room.
Well, and then we started eating Keegan's mushrooms.
Yeah, and then
so
I busted out the ones
in the
I brought.
Day we bust out his mushrooms before the Legion of Skanks where Lewis got fingered, and then after that we were flying so high I was like, let's take more mushrooms.
Yeah, like. We were like down, like we had like walked down like to the first floor or the second floor, and we were just fucking like everyone was leaving, and we were just like, damn, should we just take? We were like, oh, like, well, and we had come down and walked around the corner, and there was that club right there, and literally like you pointed it out, and I couldn't stop fucking laughing.
I walked
at
by,
all
I was like,
those people.
Why is it all Mexicans? Because they had a huge line.
It was
like
it was giant
the club
line
hadn't
for this
opened
club.
Yet. Yeah. They're all lined up outside, and then Keegan looks, and yeah, it is literally all Mexican.
It was all like Mexican, Latino, Latinx, fucking whatever the fuck you want to call them, like people. They were all the exact same height. Like literally, there's this fucking insane Skankfest crowd.
The whole crowd.
Yeah, no, this insane Skankfest crowd of like varied height people and whatever. Me and Josh are like what six one, and fucking like we come around the corner. There's literally like they're all like 5'8". They're all 5'8".
Yeah.
The entire, it was weird. It was like their heads were all even. It looked like, you know, the grass was just cut.
Yeah.
And all the fucking
and
blades
maybe
were
Ann
even.
Coulter's onto something.
But it was fucking funny. I was like, what is going on?
What the fuck is this?
God damn, bro.
I was like, fuck, I somebody better call ICE.
Yeah, yeah. And then the stages will feel so empty.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Then I can get in there.
Fuck.
Then I can get into the club.
Call ICE on you.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, that final dose of mushrooms, I don't know what the fuck did it.
We were retarded. We were literally like not drinking water all day. I was drinking all day. I know that.
No.
It was like a combination of being dehydrated and then like also on shrooms. And then also
in
public.
No, you guys were like poisoned.
Yeah.
No, your fucking buddy was like, hey, I had these stored in my ass for 3 weeks.
No, that was in the morning. No. That was the first we ate. This was at like...
Yeah, that midnight. Guy that we got those from.
This was or like one or something almost.
The stems from, that was like, you know, in the morning. Yeah. This was like at night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We
After
had,
you took your buddy's mushrooms.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You were poisoned.
No.
They had arsenic.
The trip on, the that was fine. Keegan was fine off it.
It was just an intense
I got a little
fucking,
overheated.
It was
in
just an
Legion
intense
of, in
trip.
In like one of the podcasts, but.
Yeah, you did get a little overheated and you're like, I got to step out. I was like, all right, sick.
Yeah.
You came back and I was like, oh, where'd you go? Like the show's over. And you were like, I just had to go. I was like, all right, whatever.
It wasn't over. He's fucking lying. I came back.
You came back for like the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, I got to see you.
But,
interesting.
No, fucking, yeah, no, we decided to take that fucking like last dose of the night. It was like, what? Fucking 10?
Well, whose mushrooms
no,
did you
I,
take?
We took them at midnight.
We took
like,
them at midnight?
It was the Skankfest was now over.
Shit. Okay.
Because we were like, they do something after called Comedy Jam.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
right.
We were
okay,
like,
so we took them at midnight. We were like, all right, let's go back to the hotel room because like I got to take a fucking nasty shit. Mm-hmm. Also, I like want to grab something from the room or whatever. And so we were like, all right, for sure. We go back to the fucking, we had to walk all the way down fucking Fremont.
Yeah, our hotel and the festival were on opposite ends. So we had to walk the whole stretch of Fremont there and back, and they were doing fucking Wow Women of Wrestling.
Yeah.
And so it took up like a huge part of the street.
It took up the entire center of Fremont.
Crammed into these little like tunnels of people. It sucked ass.
Yeah, and then the shrooms are kicking in halfway through, like on the way back, like really hard.
And people are so drunk. It's Vegas at midnight.
Yeah, and like we went through that fucking tunnel portion and fucking like, you know, I like looked over at Josh. I was like, dude, my arm's getting numb. What's going on? Like, I feel like shit.
Like, yeah.
And that was like dehydration.
No.
That was dehydration on the shrooms.
You just took mushrooms.
I've been dehydrated before.
How do you blame it on lack of water?
Because I literally wasn't drinking enough water all day. That was part of my issue. It was the shrooms and not having fucking water in my system.
Dude, you fucking ate toilet
Listen,
shrooms.
You're a retard and you've never done shrooms.
Shrooms just always suck? I mean...
Not always suck. Just you got bad ones.
No, I didn't get bad ones. Batch. I just fucking wasn't taking care of my body that day. We literally overdid it and like it just wasn't taking care of ourselves.
Well, I was trying to give you guys
Listen,
an out.
I'm the experienced
like
retard.
I give you
you're
guys
right.
an out.
You're
it's
right.
bad
Overdoing
shrooms.
It doesn't
yeah,
suck.
It, whatever. But yeah, no, like on the way fucking back to Comedy Jam, we were like, fuck, we feel fucked up.
Wait,
let's grab
on.
Some water. Let's grab some fucking
Wait,
food.
Hold on, though. It's either you guys are Weenie Hut Juniors or you were fucking, you know, poisoned by the cartel.
No.
Pick one.
And we were just fucking retarded. But like on the way back to Comedy Jam, like fucking, I was like, dude, my arm feels numb. I'm going to fucking hop in the Walgreens and grab some water. And then like, you were like, all right, I go in there and then we come out and you're like, man, I want some food. So I was like, all right, let's go to fucking, Dirt Dog. Shout out Dirt Dog for,
Dirt
Vegas.
Dirt Dog kept us alive.
Dirt Dog was fucking
we
my
were
best
dirty
friend.
Dogs
dirty
in there.
Dogs.
Arr!
But yeah, no, I was like, I'm going to sit down outside because I don't want to be inside with a bunch of fucking people right now. Like, I'm going to hang out. And you were like, all right, sick.
Yeah. And
so
then
you went in there.
He started spiraling.
I started spiraling. I was getting like existential. I was fucking like watching fucking some fucking influencer like run around Skanks Fest. Be like, where are the skanks at? Where are the skanks at? With this huge fucking like camera light and like camera setup. Mm-hmm. Like trying to fucking do stupid shit. I was like, man, I'm too fucked up for this. Like, the walls are fucking breathing. I'm fucking watching people, like, thinking about their lives, thinking about how bad they are, thinking about how they don't know how bad their lives
bad
are.
Bad trip.
Bad shit.
Yeah.
Thinking about how fucked up my life is sometimes, like, and then I was like, fuck, dude, where's Josh? I fucking, like, go inside, and I'm like, hey, dude, like, you still waiting for your food? And, like, you said that your vision just completely, like, locked into me. Like, you were so out of
it. Well, no, what it was is, so it was very weird. I was in there and I was like chilling. I was feeling good. I was looking forward to Comedy Jam, looking forward to my corn dog. And then Keegan comes over and I looked at him and I could, like, all of a sudden I felt like all of his anxiety. Like, it totally, like I tuned in.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, oh, fuck. Kinda.
God damn it.
Like,
Keegan.
I started, like, to stress out. Like, I was like, whoa. Cause I was feeling good, and then I was like, whoa. And then Keegan's like, I really think we should just go, man. Like, I'm not in a good spot. And I'm like, oh shit. And I was still a little bummed. Like, I was looking forward to the show and stuff,
right.
So I'm like,
damn, I fucked right. you.
No. And then I'm like, I'll just, you know, eat my food in the room. So we start heading back. We get to the first, like, edge of the street. It was right there. And then, like, everything started going extremely bright and like way too bright. And I look at Keegan, I'm like, oh shit, dude. I'm like, I'm not feeling good. I'm starting to have visuals now. And he's like, yeah. And then like,
you were like, I feel like I'm going to hurl. That was the last thing you
said
to me.
I feel like I'm going to hurl. And everything got even brighter and brighter. And then I totally blacked out.
Holy,
I don't think
shit.
You remember what happened.
I woke up to Keegan pushing me, like pushing my back. And I had like thrown up.
Yeah, no, what happened was he, like, you, like, handed me your stuff, and I was like, okay, you're going to, like, lean up on the trash can and throw up on the ground. This is what I thought was going to happen.
Because all the cans are covered.
Yeah,
so you can't puke.
So what happened is you walked over to the trash can, which is literally only 2 steps away.
Okay.
And you fucking, like, stumbled, and it looked like you were fucking stumbling away from the trash can. I was like, oh, shit, you're going to fucking, like, pass out. Like, because you started stumbling away and zigzagging.
Oh, shit.
And so you fucking zigzagged, like, probably 10 feet away from the trash can. I was like, dude, what the fuck? And so, like, I came up behind you, and I knew you were going to fucking collapse. So I, like, wrapped my arm over your shoulder and like under into your armpit.
Holy shit. Because
you started to fall backwards and like straight down.
Oh.
And so like you fucking were like on your ass. Like, you know, your arms just fell to your sides. And I'm like holding you up because you were going to throw up. I didn't want you to throw up on yourself. So I was trying to like either like turn you to the side, but you were fighting me. So you fucking like were leaning, you were leaning forward while you were just like limp on the ground. So like you ended up throwing up between your fucking leg, like perfectly. Projectile fucking vomit.
It was
like
foamy. It was fucked.
It was a perfect clean shot because you didn't have a drop of vomit on you.
No.
Wow.
It was insane. But I'm tripping balls during this whole fucking thing. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like you literally like, it literally felt like I just watched like you give birth to an alien. That's like the closest way I can describe that experience.
Oh my God.
And then there was just some chick that like, you know, heard like she like turned around and saw you like fucking throw up all crazy. And I'm just sitting there holding you in the middle of fucking Fremont. And she goes, oh my God, what the fuck? Like loud as shit. Some black chick. And I'm just like, holy shit, we got to get the fuck out of here.
So good.
So I like picked you up and I got you off the ground and I fucking took you across. You were like, let's go sit over there by the wall across the street. I was like, all right. So I take you over there and we sit down. And fucking like you're just like coming to and you're like, oh my God, just like I think I need to sit here for a minute. I was like, all right, for sure. Like we're gonna chill here, fucking drink some water, fucking like chill out. We can fucking just head straight back to the hotel room. We can fucking cut around Fremont so we don't have to go through all those people. And like,
no,
whatever.
Keegan wanted to get a cab. Keegan was like, oh, I'm gonna get
Like I didn't know
Uber,
how bad
I'm
didn't
gonna, yeah, I know,
I just
I, know.
I was worried about you because you fucking completely just disappeared on me.
But yeah, what happened cause all up until I guess yeah, I don't remember the zigzag and all that. I do remember like blacking out and then just waking up with you kinda like holding me, pushing me, and then getting up.
Yeah.
And then but it was a very trippy feeling. Like it felt like that like waking up from a dream. Like something was, my brain was doing something.
Yeah.
There was some like weird moment of half consciousness where I was like swirling through shit, you know?
Right.
And I was like, and then it was like, boom. Okay. What the fuck? Like,
yeah. I mean, that's kind of where I was getting to. That's why I went outside and I sat down. Cause I was like, okay, I know I'm dehydrated and my mind is fucking with me. So I need to just chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah, it was a full blackout.
Yeah. You, on the other hand, you were also experienced the same thing, but you just blacked out because you didn't have the moment of rest.
And I think it also may have been induced while Keegan was in the Walgreens getting water. I like smoked a whole joint.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that probably did it.
Were you guys drinking too?
Not that much that day.
Yeah, it was mainly just shrooms all day.
Okay.
Yeah, but
keep it separated.
But that was crazy. I like. And then, like, yeah, while we were sitting there, some fucking bum, like, fucking, like, walked up to us and said something. And at that point, I was in full tilt, like, you know, Gonzo fucking, you know, Hunter S. Thompson, like, trip. Yeah. Like, he, like, was pushing a walker, and he was, like, some homeless black dude. And he comes up to me, and he, like, says something. Like, he had no fucking teeth. And he just, like leaned in and said something. And I just, like, was, like, I don't know what the fuck you just said to me, but you need to get the fuck away from me because you are literally a cartoon. Like he literally like grew towards me. Like my perspective was like off.
Oh my God.
It's the kind of homeless person that curses you.
Yeah, dude. It felt like he was like cursing my soul or something. I was like, go the fuck away, please.
Witch doctor, get away from me.
Yeah, but then we ended up back at the fucking room and like you felt fine like once we hit the room.
Once I puked. I mean, I guess, yeah, but like, yeah. I feel like once I puked, I kind of got it out of my system. Like
me, I did not get it out of my system. I was like, I gotta take a shower. I feel dirty, so I went and I took a shower. I fucking drank a bunch of water, and I literally felt like I was like climbing out of the primordial soup and evolving in that fucking shower. It was the most insane shower I've ever taken.
Jesus,
it was insane.
It's kind of interesting. This is Keegan's first bad trip.
Yeah,
it's like you've had a bad trip.
I've never had a bad...
Like, that's still going on, actually.
Yeah.
No. I've never had
one very long...
I will say I had... I will say I had one bad trip, but it was literally just, like, me, like, by myself in my apartment, like, just kind of just, like, seeing shit and just, like, sitting on the ground and fucking, like, whatever, looking at my phone for, like, you know, 8 hours. But this was different.
Half the time you have bad trips. I feel like it's like a 30, you know, 70 split for you.
No, not half the time. I've only had three, four now. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call the Vegas one like a bad trip.
No.
Because it was literally, you know, 2 minutes, or
for me,
say 10 minutes.
You just felt shitty.
Yeah, I got sick for 10 minutes.
I thought he was fine. Yeah. But for me, I was like full tilt, like bad trip, like the world is like, I'm on an alien planet kind of shit.
Yeah,
like that's what it felt like. I'm an ant on an alien planet. This is insane. Where the fuck am I? Like total, like detached from reality.
I know,
but still existential crisis.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just life, you know? Everyone's different.
Yeah.
And many journeys.
That was where you were at. You know? And I'm just like, dude.
Well, I was trying to decode your madness.
It was insane because I'm sitting there and I'm fucking.
That you can't.
I'm watching the fucking, the ad. Did I show you that ad with Keanu Reeves and the AI?
No, you did not.
The Palantir.
Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking play that for you.
I almost
while I'm
don't
talking.
Believe you. That sounds too crazy.
Anyways, like, no, I'm fucking...
We're using AI to fight AI.
And it's for this company, Palantir, which they're like a private intelligence group.
Yeah.
Listen, V. Damn, fucking Johnny Silverhand sold himself out to the corpos?
Pretty much. Sir. But the no, like, I'm sitting there fucking tripping balls. Tripping fucking balls. I'm thinking about life. I'm like, you know, I got out of the shower and I was just like fucking... I literally like was sitting there on the toilet and I was like, I feel like a giant cancerous tumor. Mm. Like, you know how they made that, they like put stem cells on a grape or whatever. They made like a meat berry, meat berry, the meat berry experiment.
That's how you
felt like that. My skin felt transparent and
I get that.
Like I could see all my veins and shit.
Yeah.
But I was just one giant cancer cell.
I feel like that's just what acid feels like. Like you had mushrooms that felt like acid, which is weird. Like feeling cold, feeling dirty, feeling gross.
Yeah,
that is true.
You feel grimy.
Acid is, it's very intense.
Yeah.
It's a chemical. Yeah.
Ugh.
It's a chemical high.
Yeah.
You feel like you just smoked fucking PCP.
But
for mushrooms, it's
weird. That shit was wild. Like, I was sitting there looking at the fucking pattern on the wall because it was like thin lines. And it was like fucking breathing. I didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Breathing bullshit.
It was like
talk
weird.
About how you almost, you know, fucking. I don't know, ate your own dick or whatever.
But like, no, I was just like, I was
try
just
to eat mine.
I was, yeah, dude, I couldn't help it. It just looked so tasty.
Do what Lewis did on the podcast, put your dick in my ass.
But I was like tripping fucking balls and fucking like decoding life and just shit I was seeing on the TV. Mm-hmm. But,
what's nice. Welcome to the dark side.
Yeah, I was fucked up. And,
you were looking up Palantir, you fucking...
I've got it up. Oh. I've got it up. But, like, I was, like, after all the fucking AI shit, I'll play it in a second. Like, yeah. I was, like, laying in... Because Josh was like, I'm going to turn over and go to sleep. And fucking, I was like, all right, sick. I'm still going to be sitting here thinking about dystopian thoughts and look at the fucking patterns moving around me. Mm. I literally had, like, the blanket up, like, over my, like, nose just so I could, like, peer over it and look at the rest of the room. I had like a
the oxygen felt cleaner as it went through the blanket.
A little bit. But I had to filter out that dirty Vegas air. Mm-hmm. But no, I had fucking like seen like apparitions. Like, you know, the sleep paralysis shit that everyone talks about? It was like that, but it was like four tall, like trans, like semi-translucent, like figures like came around the bed. Hmm. It was like, you know, the Halo 3 like active camouflage. That's what it looked like.
Yes,
but it was just like all I could make out was like these tube shapes.
The fucking did you ever play Mass Effect 3? The AI boy at the end of that game.
I didn't play 3.
Nah, fucking.
Don't ruin 3 for me because I only played the first one. But it was like that, and I was like, all right, I gotta go to bed.
Like 10 years old.
He's still getting to it. You know,
don't shit.
I'm getting to it, dude.
Don't
I still
tell me the
listen,
plot of
fuck face.
Kane.
I still don't have to play. I still have to play Yakuza 0-7.
I'm gonna fucking kill.
All right. Anyways, here's the fucking ad.
Get.
Oh my god.
Get. Wait. Get is he playing Johnny Silverhand in the ad?
Here, I'll just hand that to you. This was fucking me up.
In this gig, you get comfortable.
You get comfortable. Your ass.
The enemy is always a devil.
This was like fucked up.
Always iterating. I hate to get ugly on us, but that's why we're always training.
What the fuck?
Yeah. This was fucking wild. Like, the part where he fucking, like, peels the mask up and his face shifts into Keanu's face.
Yeah.
That was fucking me up. Strength. I don't know why that fucked me up so bad.
And to instantly secure the network.
But, like, this whole thing is insane to me.
This is sci-fi. This is precision AI.
Like, dude, doesn't that feel like a dystopian cyberpunk ad?
No, it doesn't feel it, like, is. It's like when we saw, what the fuck? Yeah, BlackRock had ads on the presidential debates. I don't know if you saw that, Josh.
I did not.
There were literal BlackRock ads.
Goddamn.
It was like, BlackRock, here to secure your future.
Saw Ryan Ruth.
Yeah. No,
is he the CEO?
No, he was the guy who...
he was like, the shooter part, too.
Yeah, at the golf course, stuck the barrel out the fence.
Wait, they were both in the ad, weren't they? They were both in a BlackRock ad, I thought.
I didn't dig deep enough to actually validate the BlackRock claim with Ryan Ruth. He was in an ad for the Azov Battalion, though,
right,
which is like the Nazi battalion in Ukraine. They tried to scrub that history, I guess. Maybe they aren't considered that.
It seems
that
like
anymore,
someone like BlackRock would want someone.
They would want a Nazi.
Yeah. Oh, very manipulatable. This guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. His brain was a fucking wet sponge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess. That's not exactly what I meant, but who gives a shit?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're gay.
Fuck you.
Your mama. Anyways, there was other Skankfest highlights, right? Like,
well, who had sex? One of you fucking got a nut in, right?
No,
sadly.
I'm married.
That's true.
My joke of the festival is I was like, "Oh fuck, I got too fucked up at Skankfest and blacked out and woke up in bed with Keegan. I'm gonna kill myself. Oh no, we ended up fucking each other. Oh fuck,
that
murder
is funny.
Suicide.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
No, yeah, there was some funny stuff. Freaking Ari Shaffir called me buddy.
Oh really? Yeah. Literally, like, we were fucking waiting in line for the stand?
Sounds like Josh's story.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just standing there in line, and then Ari was walking by, and Ari's like half his face was shaved and half of it's like completely grown in.
Really?
And
oh, that's
so
kind of cool.
It was, yeah, it's funny. And so he's walking by, and I was just like, I didn't know what to say, so I was like, I like the cut, Ari, or whatever. And, like, fist bumped him, and he's like, thanks, buddy.
And then you turned to me and you were like, he called me buddy.
I was like,
sucks, guy.
Yeah. It's like, damn, bro. I looked that tiny. Freaking, it tripped me out as I was leaving to get here. My neighbor, they have like two sons that are like in high school.
Mm.
And they're out there with like a friend. And I was like, hey, how you doing or whatever? And he goes, hi, sir. I was like,
what the fuck?
I was like, what the fuck?
The fuck did you just say to me? Hi, sir?
It tripped
you just
me out,
sir?
Man.
That is weird.
He's like 15 or something. You know, he doesn't look, he's not a kid.
Oh my God.
Damn.
And I was like, I'm getting called sir.
That's crazy. Fuck.
Dude. I mean, you're getting up there, man.
That tripped me out.
I'm going to have to start calling you sir. You're getting older than I am. The age gap between us is getting wider.
You're closer in age to fucking...
Fuck, I'm starting to feel a little old.
Yeah? It's finally hitting you?
You know what it is? You know what makes you feel really old more than just the number is, like, not actually earning your age, almost. Like, you're not where you feel like you should be, and then you feel
I'm
old.
Still, like,
I feel
mentally...
like that's all... I don't know if that shit ever stops, though.
Yeah, I feel like...
Maybe
most
not.
People are just wandering around acting like fucking... They are adults, but they're just fucking mentally 16.
You know.
I mean, like, look at Tony. Look at my Uncle Tony. Like, that dude is permanently fucking 16.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like,
I guess.
Yes, he is, like, fucking, what, 53? But he's, like, permanently 16. In his
53,
own head.
Looks 70.
To himself, he is 16.
Mentally 16.
Mentally 16.
He's a beautiful man. We love Tony.
We got to get him on. I keep saying that.
You keep saying it, not
I
meaning
keep
it.
That. We were supposed to have him on while he was here, but my car ended up taking a shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why everything's been delayed. My car fucking broke. My fucking computer fucking broke. My ass has been broke. I've got no money.
Looking for jobs. Fucking tire fell off my rim. Did they change that last night?
Yeah, that dude, like shit fucking
literally... tire blew up last night.
God damn.
Like in the parking lot. So like I just got in. I was like, oh, cool. finish with work, gonna drive home.
Oh, like, right after work,
dude. That yeah, sucks. Literally, we got back at like midnight. I got off at 10.
Yeah,
I know. And I didn't even have a jack or a jack stand or anything. I had to call fucking numbnuts.
Jack shit.
Yes, yeah. sir.
Jack shit.
Yes, sir. I'm literally gonna start calling you sir now.
It's yeah, sir. I'm gonna start coming up to you, sir.
Sir. Sir. Oh,
sir, did you get that email I sent you?
Oh God. Jesus. Yeah, no. It's not,
yeah, I literally had the fucking like.
It's not one thing; it's another, right?
Yeah.
I just
running around town, know, fucking
filling the transmission fluid that took about a week of tinkering, and then fucking. Well, like, you know, because you have to run it every time.
I know, yeah, yeah.
And I was being convenient with it rather than speedy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, right when that's set, I'm like, okay, cool, we're good. Fucking tire blows out.
Yeah.
Man.
I broke fucking lug studs on my car. Fucking had to replace those when I was doing the brakes and fucking rotors, which is a fucking pain in the ass.
Compared
like,
to the escapade you went through, I can't even bitch.
Yeah,
that
no,
was
that was
stupid.
It was literally 2 days of like nonstop work. I didn't eat for 2 days. I was working so fucking hard on that car.
What I'm so confused about is why the fuck you decided to do that on the weekend when Tony came down.
Because I needed to get it done for one, and two,
just
like,
do it afterwards.
My brakes were like that bad. They were literally like me and him looked at them and they were like barely on there.
You could have survived one more trip. I take risks like that all the time.
I mean, screw it. I mean, I got it done. We still like went and did the things we wanted to do, like while they were here.
I guess, yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter. I did it.
I just thought it was bizarre.
I'm just a fucking real ass dude like that, dude.
I can't.
And then, like, on the way there, yeah, on the way back, I fucking.
I can't hang out and do things at the same time.
Well, like,
you can do that.
I was, like, fucking so, like, done for the fucking day. Like, after that, I didn't even go to work the next day. I had to call out because I was like, there's no way I can drive fucking 2 hours back by myself after all that shit.
Yeah, you were fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Bro. Shit was wild.
I literally, like, I was like, I'm going to stop at my fucking friend's show in town, say hi. I didn't tell anyone that I was going to show up. And I fucking like they were all like, "Yo, what the fuck? What are you doing here?" I was like, "I just stopped by to fucking say hi, and like also I'm gonna go get food." Like, but that was fun.
It's very funny to explain. It's funny to have your boss on the podcast and explain why you called out. It is just funny.
Well, he already knows.
I know.
He
told me this.
I told him.
It's cute.
I told him. I was like, "Hey, I'm fucked up. There's no way I'm coming back to town."
Oh,
you got him too.
Yep.
You
got the one that tastes like that flavor tastes like my saliva.
What the
it's
mint?
Disgusting mint say
on
shitty.
Mint.
You gotta try.
I just
the,
I like the minty burn.
I don't get any burn with when I try
no?
that one. No.
Oh you shit! Want, what's that one?
Wintergreen.
Wintergreen.
This one.
Mm.
Sure, I'll try it.
Yeah. Mm. You need one now? Actually, yeah.
But yeah, no. I could not fucking drive back. It would not be safe if I did that.
Oh, you only have two.
I have another pack in my car.
Oh, okay.
Dude, this guy's got a ton of nicotine. He is like the hookup.
Also,
he's the plug
gum.
Right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you want to try some of that gum without fucking paying an arm and a leg for it? Ask this guy.
It's disgusting.
He's the plug right now. He's literally the Nick plug.
The Nick plug.
That's your new name, Nick plug?
That's pretty good.
That's your new Twitter handle, Nick plug?
Nick plug. I prefer Mr. Trick or Lacked Off.
What was the one that we came up for him? It was... Fuck, I wish I remembered it.
Biggest.
No, we had a really good one because we were like, you're not the boss hog.
I am the boss hog. What
no,
are you talking
you're
about?
You're not the boss hog. It was really
what
fucking.
What the fuck? I'm
fuck,
I'm the fattest one among us.
No.
I'm the fattest one among us.
I don't remember.
See, this is
we
what
were saying he was Red Band.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
you are fucking Brian Redband, even though, but you don't produce anything.
I mean, in what
I do all the work here.
Way just what? Just a fat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. It's like when you say
who
like,
loves video games and technology and you know, moderately.
You know what really?
Funny.
You know what really gets him? Fucking Austin calling him Javros.
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 That's why I have no respect for the entire scene.
Job roast, crucial.
That's why I'm like crucious. Out to burn it to the ground.
And I told Royce what you did.
Good.
I told.
Yeah,
I,
we told him you
we
suck.
Snitched
I was
on
like,
you.
Dude, that guy sucks. Don't let him fucking get you
down. Oh, fuck you.
I did. No, I was like, you're cool. He blows.
You guys are fucking.
I was like, Royce.
I don't give a shit when
I was like, Royce, I got to apologize
I thought
for
it was
my.
Funny.
It was funny. He did laugh. He was like, oh, yeah, I do remember that. But I was like, I was like, I got to apologize for my roommate being a fucking cocksucker.
That guy was funny, though. I liked his act.
No, I do like Todd Royce.
Todd Royce.
He's the man.
Shout out Todd Royce.
Shout out Todd Royce.
Listen, the general philosophy is respect is earned, not inherited or given freely. I'll fuck with you like I try to fuck with everybody else. Doesn't matter where you are in life or how much better everyone thinks he is compared to me. I could be a crustacean talking to God and I'll fuck with him. You know what I mean?
You're fucking crazy, dude. This guy's at the lunch.
Dude, that is a fucking, that is a vibe, like, though. I will admit, that is a fucking vibe.
I'll be under a rock, my head's poking out, and there'll be like, you know, Jesus Christ walking by, and I'll spit on his feet while he's walking by. That's the move.
You did hawk a loogie on a fucking Cybertruck the other night.
Hardcore.
Just that was awesome.
Right on the windshield.
That was awesome.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah. I think that's
get
the MO.
Get him de-immigrated.
Yeah, send
I'm
his ass
fucking,
back.
I'm
send
a
send you
fucking
back to Poland.
Citizen.
We're sending you back to Poland.
Unfortunately.
You fucking Nazi.
Love to be deported.
Hell yeah, dude.
I mean, nice, but they can't.
Hell yeah, dude.
They can't do it. Lawmakers don't want you to know about this one trick. I'm a fucking citizen. You can't fuck me now, pussy.
I'm still hung up on fucking that nickname we were going
to
call you.
Yeah, I know. Same here. I was trying to ruminate on
it. Well, you know, if you can't remember it, probably wasn't very memorable.
No, it was, but we just didn't write it down.
Yeah, we were just too fucked up.
We were fucking, we were gone. We were out to lunch.
Yeah.
And lunch is an understatement. We were out to fucking brunch at midnight.
Mm. We were out to the cookout. We were cooked out.
We were cooked out. We were at the fucking gumbo fucking boil. We were at the shrimp boil, the scampi boil. Now lose
you were
it.
Out getting murdered at a restaurant, having your lawsuit denied.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very nice.
Yeah.
It's very nice. I think I had some, too.
Did
I
you?
I can't find my phone.
Oh, phone's on the table, dude.
Thank you, sir.
What are we at? How long?
We're at like an hour.
I think I wrote something.
An hour six. Did you? That'd be crazy if you actually had something written.
It doesn't matter. Our phone's dead.
That sucks, dude. Guess what?
That's the show, everybody. That's
guess
the
what?
Nutshell.
No, we got.
Hey, I think I had something prepared.
We got our first sponsor. No. Oh man. What the fuck is
mouth
this?
Mouth to fucking burn things to the ground. That's been the.
I'll just yeah. Dude, I have stuff. I have notes.
No, I'm
have
gonna
notes.
Piss.
Yeah, I gotta piss too. I'm gonna end it there. Skanks Fest was fucking sick. I had an existential crisis on a shroom.
Hey, use the bidet. It's nice.
Yeah, use the bidet in there.
Use
the bidet on your urethra,
you.
Dude. Yeah, just fucking blast your fucking pisser with that thing.
Water feels good on your balls, especially when it drips back down on the toilet. You're like, ooh.
I never like sit on the toilet like. To get the fucking ball water.
Well, it ends up splashing on my balls.
Nice.
It's a big target.
Nice, yeah. Your balls are like a huge target, but your dick is the smallest jet plane that I've ever seen.
I could.
But yeah, no,
accurate.
Skanks Fest was lit. Cock, I got sick as fuck. I think I'm going to have to fucking go next year.
I'm in a mood to burn everything to the ground.
That's
the status update.
Also, I have some guests lined up. I'm going to try to work on getting them on soon.
You're going to get Uncle Tony Stark?
No, I'm not going to, other than, you know, the constant saying that we're going to get him on. Mm-hmm. I do have like
Ray
some.
Ray Kump. Ray Kump is coming.
Your
on.
Dream guest.
I'd love to have Ray Kump on.
Morty, I do have like a number of people lined up. To get on the show.
Amari Elfkey. We're going to get her on.
Yeah, we're going to. She's
you think
fucking,
we could literally get her on?
I don't know. Maybe. I could try to tweet at her or something.
Yeah, be like, come on the show.
I need to start using Twitter again, I think. I'm going to start Twitter.
No, it changed you for the worst, actually. And Twitter's dead. No one uses it.
That's true, but I could just fucking like scream at people.
No, because like you use Twitter for 36 hours and you start reading strangers your tweets. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, anyways. Just do like an hour. Just
dude,
do
this
10
fucking
minutes,
this
10
psycho.
Minutes of stand-up of just reading my tweets.
Lubo and I were like, you know, on call in an Xbox party, and this fucking sociopath comes in, starts reading his tweets to the party.
Goddamn.
It was the fucking, I mean.
Laughing at him?
Oh, I was laughing.
No, was he laughing at his own tweets?
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, guys, this one was really. I was like, this shit, one. I forgot about this.
Lubo was silent the entire time. I think he left to get water.
Yeah. I was not in a good state at that point in my life. I was like in a hole.
Well, you guys shit on me for how fat I was at that point in my life too. So we can shit on you here.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse.
That's fine. You were fucking fat. I was unwell.
So fat. In fact, we may have we have the updated picture now, right?
Yeah.
That is how fat I was.
I did update the cover for the show.
I like that. The updated picture is how fat I was.
Yeah, and like how
I've lost.
It's probably how retarded. Probably current. You took last week. That's what the was.
The was was.
Yeah.
The was squaz.
How fat I was yesterday.
It was a year ago.
I wonder if I can.
I lost a shit ton of weight and then gained like half of it back, and now I'm kind of in the mojo where it's like I don't look great, but I don't look horrible.
Nice.
That's my MO. I actually woke up today feeling incredibly fat. I don't know why. I just looked in the mirror and just felt like it was oozing out of my body.
Oof.
I was like, go back to bed and lose the water weight.
Hell yeah, dude. That's what's up.
Yeah.
We were eating like such shit. See?
That's the new one.
Oh. Yeah, that is an old picture.
Yeah.
That's not that old.
Javen looks a lot bigger now.
I do. That is true. He does look a lot bigger. He does have a longer fucking hair. You've got like the ponytail going on.
I do, the little bun.
You did get glasses again.
I do like the
glasses. So now you look like a Wojak neckbeard kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do kind of look like a Wojak. Someone said I looked like a Discord mod.
Yeah, I mean, you do have a big Discord the look. Mod. That is the look.
Probably. But, well, I mean, I don't know. I do and I don't because I'm not a pedophile, right? So,
right.
Since when did you have a Sublime shirt? Are you and Keegan just like swapping clothes?
We're a couple.
We traded shirts. He gave me the Nick Mullen shirt and I gave him the Sublime shirt.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, we traded.
I just like called it.
Yeah.
Because I noticed the Nick Mullen shirt.
Well, I was like.
And I was like, what? You got Javen's shirt?
No, so then I saw that. Was, like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, it is kind of gay.
You guys are just raiding closets.
I was just like, I don't really like this Sublime shirt. I don't want it. And I gave it to him, and then he was like, "The Nick Mullen shirt, I'm too fat for, so take it." I was like, "Sick!"
Right?
Literally, that's not even a joke. Yeah, I got too fat.
It looks tiny on Keegan.
What, the shirt?
Yeah,
the Nick Mullen shirt.
It looks tight on. Yeah, it looks does look tiny on him too.
Yeah,
I don't know how the fuck I ever fit in it.
I don't either.
I did though for like a week.
It must have shrunk.
No, it's stupid. I like fit in it for a week, and then like you know, I got depressed, and I can't wear it anymore.
Right.
It's like fuck. Okay.
All right, I think this is the end. I've got to piss so bad, and I feel like shit, and I need to piss.
You know, if you piss in your kombucha, it might actually make it tolerable to drink.
You know what? I could, but I did drink all the kombucha, and I turned it into piss. So
ginger lemon.
Yeah.
So then put your piss in that and drink it. Ginger lemon
piss. Yeah,
piss
on the podcast. Mm. Do pull an Ari.
Do it.
Did Ari look like one
you
of
you guys
those,
just
like, want to
see my dick? You guys are fucking fags.
Nah, we're not going to look. We're
no, just... did Ari look like a chia with the fucking half facial hair? Like, chia.
Yeah.
Chia.
I mean, it was pretty surreal.
No, I will get up and go take a piss before I end this, though.
Okay.
I am just going to, like, piss with the door open. I don't care.
Yeah, that's a marker for not giving a fuck about anything is pissing with the door open.
I mean, you could literally see my dick from
where you're sitting. I cannot, actually. I can't see it if you were sitting right next to me.
There was some guy at the show who got way too carried away with like the edginess. We were at the Midday Circus. It was like the show. Do you know the guy Colin Tyrell?
Yeah.
He's
the Las Vegas native, right?
No. Colin Tyrell, he's like Irish. He's on Legion of Skanks and stuff. He's in New York. But so it was Colin Tyrell's Midday Circus, and he had Sam Talent with him as kind of like the co-host.
Yeah.
And Sam was like, had clown makeup, and he was doing like these like, quote, you know, shitty magic tricks that were really funny.
Sure.
And so then they were doing face painting because it's, you know, this carnival theme. And this guy gets a swastika painted on his face.
Oh,
which they said is like a joke, but they probably shouldn't have. But so then Colin was really fucked up. And
wait, Sam Talent had a fucking swastika painted on him?
No. Some random guy from the audience. Sorry. Oh. Random people from the audience are coming up getting their face painted. So they paint a swastika on this one guy's face, and then there's like the talent portion. They're asking people to say to do talents or show off a talent on stage, and then Colin's like, "Does anyone want to just like say the N-word really loud and like whatever?" And then that was an Australian, not Irish. Whoops.
But you want to say the N-word really loud? I might. I might.
What does Colin sound like? Give it. I need.
Do you want to say the N-word real loud? Who wants to do that?
No.
Who wants to say the N-word?
Was he like the Lucky Charms leprechaun?
No, but he does sound very Irish. But yeah, so he's like, yeah, I just scream it. Just scream the N-word real loud. And the guy's like, and he did it a couple times. And then eventually the guy just fucking does it. He just like stands in the middle of the room and he just screams the N-word. And Colin's like.
No, he also like Heil Hitler. And he's like.
And Heil Hitler.
He's like, no. Real loud
with a swastika on his face, and then Colm's like, he's fucked up. He's like, was on Molly and shit. Like, and
he's just like, okay.
He was like, I don't know why. I really didn't think he was gonna do that. Like, he was like, and Sam's like, yeah, I don't know why you didn't think he was, and all that. And then Lewis came up to the guy and kind of like, he didn't scold him, but he was like, hey, dude, like, you know, you can do what you want. To the audience member.
Really?
You know, he was like, you could do what you want, of course, have fun, but, like, you know, just be mindful that certain things could look really bad to, like, outsiders, you know, or be weird. And the guy was like, ah, shit, you're right. Like, it wasn't that funny, really.
Yeah.
It was at the end of the day, like, it just wasn't that funny. It was just overly edgy for no reason, kind of.
Completely juvenile with nothing holding it up.
Yes, even, exactly.
Even meta holding it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was just
not
crazy.
Even irony could say
some
that.
Random dude just screamed. Yeah, oh, that was the thing. Colin was like, I didn't think he'd do that. And all that. And he's like, let's boo him. Boo. And the whole audience, like, it was so loud. We're like, boo.
Oh,
yeah,
that is
awesome.
A shame.
We all booed his fucking
shameful,
ass.
Dude.
Well, but it made it kind of funnier. Because it's, you know, it's like, oh, he did the thing. Boo.
It'd be funny if you pussied out, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a shame. That's fucking awkward, man.
Yeah, that was fucking wild.
Yeah, was
leave
wild.
Leave it to Lewis to say, hey, tone it down. Fucking.
I know, right?
Schizophrenia.
I mean, yeah, no, he just was like. Just so you know. Well, because it's just the combo of everything.
Did he fucking waddle over with a dick in his... Or, like, a gun in his ass? He's like, oh, you should say the N-word.
Okay, but no, that's the thing. Like, I feel like there is a difference between, like, saying the N-word and having a swastika and heiling Hitler while you do it. It was just a little much.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the entire point is to be as racist as possible.
Yeah, no. It was just the cringe combo jam.
Dude,
yes.
You know what?
It was cringe.
The cringe combo jam sandwich.
Sounds like he's a BuzzFeed spy.
Yeah, Jake Flores plant.
Saying the N-word, heiling Hitler.
That Jake Flores faggot, they posted a picture of, like, the cigar tent.
Which was
comedians only. So it was a big selfie with, like, you know, Tim Dillon and Burt Kreischer and Dave Attell, and like all the Bobby Kelly, like a huge photo of
two or three comedians. Yeah.
And that Jake Flores guy, like, quote tweeted it, and he was like, POV, you just like got human trafficked or whatever.
What the fuck? Okay, that's kind of funny. That's kind of funny though.
But none of them are racist. Like, so it was just
Tim Dillon does look like a
rapist.
Human trafficker.
Yeah.
Tim Dillon looks like the kind of guy to buy someone that's been human trafficked.
Yeah.
As like a collector's item.
Yeah.
Chain him under his podcast desk.
To add to his zoo. His human zoo.
No one has seen Ben in a long time, his producer.
He's fucking gone, dude. They got him. They got him in the zoo.
He's on Lemon Party. No.
That is true. Yeah. I know. Unfortunately, I know. He's got, you know what's funny? Have you seen the Lemon Party skits?
No.
Fucking.
Are they good?
They have one on breast reduction surgery that's really good.
That's awesome. I'll check it out.
Oh, shit. We'll watch it right now. It's great.
What is this, the podcast, Inception podcast?
That's true. We don't like Lemon Party. Fuck them.
Fuck Lemon Party.
Who are these podcasts?
Fuck Lemon Party, but I will have you on the show if you ever wanted to be on the show.
Dude, the guys at Who Are We Pod... Or what is it called?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, they have a second show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the worst things that's ever happened to anyone.
What is it?
Oh, Creep Off. Yeah, we've talked
about it. Oh, yeah, Creep Off is
Creep Off is... Creep Off makes my skin crawl.
It's rough.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say they have a second show called Why Are We Podcasts instead of Who.
No. our gay Holocaust denier Jewish friend watches like every episode.
Dude, that's our version of Gay Blind Mike.
Gay Blind Mike?
Yeah. Luby.
Yeah, great gay Luby. Blind Jew.
Yeah.
Lugnut.
Lugnut, yeah.
Lugnut,
He's our gay blind Mike, dude.
He's in my phone.
Literally, they have like the same like disorder, I think. Don't they?
I don't know.
Like vision disorder.
Well,
because like they were talking about fucking gay blind Mike the other day.
Well, Mike
and he like
Jewish.
Has to look at his phone like Lubo does. He has to fucking be all.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have a fucking hot girlfriend though too?
I don't know, man.
I gay blind Mike was walking around with some fucking babe, dude.
No, he doesn't have a girlfriend.
He was walking around with a babe, dude.
What a waste. He's blind. He should be dating a hog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Balance.
Maybe that's why she likes him.
Yeah.
He doesn't objectify
that's,
her.
You know, because
he can barely see her.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know I'm beautiful. It makes it so much more hot. You know, generally, God. I'm against equity in society. But that's where I draw
the line.
That's
the only time I'll use it.
We need equity in that. He needs to date a hog.
Yeah. Assigned women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is the society you would want. Handmaid's Tale.
You fucking piece of shit.
I mean, if that's what I really wanted, I'd be fine with the status quo. Am I wrong? Am I wrong, ladies?
No, you're just big and gay.
Just kidding. I'm sorry. My wife is in the room. I got to be careful.
Yeah, that's your wife, I guess. You drew a fucking woman.
Bowling pin?
Yeah, a bowling pin with a
looks
wig.
Looks like a rabbit.
A pair of strap-on tits on a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Does she have a tail?
No, that's her butt.
Oh, it's sideways.
It's her butt. It's horizontal.
That's actually a dumper, though. That's like
I know. It's holy horizontal. Shit,
you got to like lift up.
She kind of looks like a centaur. I could ride that thing.
No, dude. It's literally, that's a right angle.
Those cheeks
she
are like fucking,
right
those cheeks
damn,
are like,
Jaden,
it looks like a burger.
Fuck
dude.
Your wife.
No, hey, chill out, man.
He's going to fuck your wife.
Listen, we're.
No, that shit, that ass looks like a fucking burger, dude. You got to lift up the top bun to get in there.
Yeah.
Good. That's crazy.
Good.
That's fucking stupid.
Listen,
crazy.
We're an item, man. You're also an item. You got to be careful.
I'm not an item. I'm an object. It's different.
What a perfect thing to end on. I think that's it. We're back.
We're so back. We're so back and so high on
remember
fentanyl.
That movie?
Guys,
so
the
back.
Far right is back in control of Germany. We're so
fuck, dude.
Cue the German music from the beginning.
Aus die Weisen, Wieselin, bei.
Fucking 80. Oh, my God.
Is that it?
I got to blow my nose.
You done?
Oh, I'm done.
Are you tapping out?
Yeah, I'm going to get a bloody nose.
Holy shit. Sorry, I just mashed with a... Never mind. I hate dating.
You just got unmatched that quickly. She matched, and then she read your profile a little more. Oh, unmatched.
She's like, oh,
you saw the notification. You're like, I just... It disappears.
Yeah, no. Oops,
never mind.
He's a fucking alcoholic.
Ew, yikes. He put comedian.
Ah,
yikes.
Yikes. I mean, no, she's kind of a freaking... I'm not going to say it, but because I'm a feminist, but she's kind of...
You're big.
Yes.
Ooh
is right. But I'm a feminist. And,
love
ladies all women.
Can't have that square of a jaw.
That yeah, no. It
that's the
looks
problem.
Like a man.
Yeah.
Looks like a man.
She's not bad in that last picture.
Yeah.
They got a square jaw. They could suck
sure,
a fucking softball
sure.
through a PVC pipe. It's nice.
A PVC?
Yeah.
PCP?
I've also been unmatched MC after my first.
No, I didn't get unmatched. No, she's just weird looking. I don't know.
Oh, what the? Oh,
but I'm a feminist.
You just
level.
Dated me to embarrass
no,
myself.
She liked,
you,
no, she liked him. I was joking that she unmatched him. Like the notification popped up and then just disappeared.
I wasn't going to be rude, but now I'm being rude. I don't give a fuck. Who? Oh, well. She won't shut up about Hugh Jackman. Oh, classic.
What the fuck?
Gross,
bitch. I don't want you thinking about other men. Shut the
how
fuck up.
How dare you
up.
Think about a fucking Australian man while we have
sex? What the
sex?
Fuck is wrong with you?
You dumb fucking
that's your
bitch.
First impression? Dude, jeez. Women need to be kept from writing their own dating profiles.
Dude, they're all the same.
Actually, you know what's terrible. Funny? I actually saw a good one the other day.
What?
Like, she probably fucking stole this from some BuzzFeed article, but it was like... Threesome, no thanks. If I wanted to disappoint two people in a room, I'd have dinner with my parents.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That's classic.
I had one.
Yeah, that's good.
That's pretty good.
But, like, on Hinge, it's rough because they have to, like, answer questions and stuff.
Right.
And they just, I feel like they always reveal too much.
Oh, Jesus.
There's always a turn off in there. You look at it and you're like, fuck.
Oh, dude. I had one. I had like a prompter. I had like a prompter or something on mine that was like, and it was like, end this fucking horrible nightmare. You can help me by ending this horrible fucking nightmare we call life.
I thought I had a good one. It was like the key to my heart is unnecessary. Yeah.
You can help me. You can help me by ending this suffering in this flesh prison that I constantly endure.
More like the key to my heart is not necessary. I will fuck anything that wants to fuck me. I will fall in love with anything that wants to fuck.
Listen,
oh, I guess, is that what that means?
Yeah.
In theory, I guess. Yeah. Fuck.
Whatever you said. I wasn't really paying attention. I was too busy
trying
looking
to show off that I know how to pick.
No,
rocks.
I was too busy looking at my phone. I was too busy looking at 12 other messages.
That's what women want, right? They want someone who can pick locks. Have I misinterpreted this entire?
Is that you trying to say you're finding the clitoris? Is picking a lock?
No.
Because that's what it feels like sometimes. Trying to find the clitoris, you feel like
it feels
you're picking
like
a lock.
Trying to dig the change out of a. You know, payphone.
Yeah. Or a vending machine or something.
That's dirty.
Yeah, that's why.
That's the motion.
That's why they call it sex.
That's why they call it sex.
No, I was thinking of the payphone at Rotary.
That's why they call it fucking. It's not clean business.
It's disgusting. That's why they say getting down and dirty.
Down and
dirty. You're on your knees inside of that fucking vending machine.
Wild.
Vending machine?
Vending machine. Mm-hmm. And you can't find that last quarter.
This is so big.
And you
got to
plug the nose and you dig
that
in.
That shit stinks. Ooh wee. You ever been in a booty like that before, boy?
Fucking fish and clam.
Tastes like shit. Like shit. You ever had sex with an Indian woman? Tastes like curry. And curry tastes like shit. Booty so big.
Sir, this is Lewis. You're too far. Too far.
Man, I need you to shut the up, you.
Fuck. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
David is trying to end this. Like,
I know.
Long
I know. We're at like an hour 30, dude. We could keep going, dude. We got the J Man.
That's true.
This is the podcast that never ends.
It never ends. This is how I'm making money. This is how we're paying. This is how we're paying rent, dude.
Fucking, you know, our neighbor next street, he's like, oh, what are you paying for rent? We're like, oh, $1,000. He's like, all right, cool. I'm going to charge $1,100 on mine.
But
and then when we got the new lease, it literally says $1,100. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I mean, fucking.
Yeah, well, you know what? That boy ain't ever smelled a big ass fucking booty like that before. He ain't ever eaten a booty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
He's just a big old git.
Well, I matched with this girl on Tinder, and I was explaining to her why I wanted to buy the 6-foot saran wrap from the cardboard box catalog.
Mm.
And then she unmatched me,
which
makes sense, I guess.
The U-Line catalog?
Yep. You saw that up there, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. We did get, like, a U-Line catalog.
With.
Oh, yeah, dude. We got, like, the fucking catalog.
Yeah, I'm going to start ordering, like...
Yeah, you can buy, like, a picnic table for, like,
$700. I think I got a U-Line in my house, yeah.
See,
I'm gonna fucking start ordering like fucking.
I want to buy the fucking saran wrap.
Yeah, I want to buy the no smoking and the, you know, the wet floor don't slip signs and.
Yeah, I'm gonna start ordering
pallet
shit like
racking
that. I'm gonna
to
get
my house.
I'm gonna get the fucking like food carts, the stainless steel tables.
Yeah,
it's literally just gonna look like
I'm gonna ruin my bathroom by putting up a paper towel dispenser.
Yeah, my house is gonna look like the inside. Inside of a Red Robin bathroom. It's the fucking shitty 4-star.
Go over to someone's house and they just have an air dryer in their bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this?
It's right over right over the toilet, too.
There's no room. It keeps triggering, blowing hot air on your dick while you're trying to pee.
No, it's blowing the piss off of your, like, out of the toilet.
Out of the toilet. Don't even make it in, man.
Yeah. Dude, you want a good fucking air system? Just get like the compressed air fucking guns.
Yeah.
Those air guns are perfect for your hands.
Put it right in your pee hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect.
Inflatable.
Dude, homemade water balloon.
Suck a golf ball through a garden hose. No, fucking blow. Blow.
That's how you get rid of the smegma, dude. That's how you get rid of
it. I wonder if that could like unlodge a kidney stone.
Oh, dude, it probably could.
You had one honestly, like, right there jamming up the works, and then you.
Shit.
It would probably just make your fucking balls explode.
Make my balls
explode. It would just be like, there goes your nuts.
Bye bye, nuts.
Yep. It's like a. It's like the. You remember?
I don't think so.
I used the compressed air on my nuts, that I don't have nuts anymore. They're gone.
Come on, blow the air on it. It's called a blowjob.
Come on, give me a blowjob. Listen, I need compressed air on my nuts. They call it a blowjob in Tijuana. I want a Tijuana blowjob.
Do they have, like, fleshlights that you can hook up to a vacuum?
No, but they do have, like, the
so
robot
it, like,
ones.
Sucks your dick into it. You just have
no,
to pull
but
out
have
your...
you seen the fucking...
It's like in Monsters, Inc. when they got that thing on the guy's face. Come so hard. Your dick's all fucking red and swollen, like his lips after. It's like, you're like, oh, I'm not going to do that for a while.
Oh, I might need to go to the doctor, the secret doctor, the vet. I have to go to the vet.
A woman can never make me come again.
I have to go to the vet so that that's way they can't gross. Fucking, they literally can't, they will lose their license if they tell anyone.
It's funny, there's this brand of vacuums that added razor blades to it so it could trim the top of carpet. Mm. And then there was a lot of fucking injuries from that.
Dude, I'd shave
so many
my,
dudes what? Came into the ER because they just stuck their dick in the
I'd
vacuum.
Shave my pubes with that.
Dick in a vacuum?
I fucking do.
In the
man.
Bottom of it? The roller?
Yes, the sucker.
You're what a sucker fuck? For buying that. Have you seen the fucking...
The okay. sucker or the roller?
Yeah.
The hose or the roller?
It was the fucking roller.
Shit.
The bottom of
insane.
It.
Insane. Who would do that?
It was older style vacuum, so I'm sure they were constructed differently.
But you're like, fucking, I mean, they were old. I'm sure like, back in the day, vacuums were quite fuckable. Not like that. Now, no, I wouldn't say so. But have you seen some 1960s Hoovers?
Yeah.
Those things are pretty fuckable, if I say so.
Those things got me hot. I remember catching my father back in the 70s with one of those old-timey Hoovers. Man, never seen a blue-collar man come so hard in my life.
My daddy first taught me how to fuck
never,
a vacuum.
Never seen a blue-collar man sweat so hard in my life.
Well, the vacuums in that U-Line fucking catalog, they look pretty fucking fuckable. The fair industrial fuckable. Vacuums, yeah.
Hell that's
yeah,
why they call that one bag? Brand Eureka. Because you fucking, when you jizz in it, you go, Eureka!
And that came from the inventor putting his dick in it and saying that, dude, yeah.
I do absolutely insano.
I do remember that TED talk with that guy.
That was the inventor of the Eureka.
Yeah, the wait, Eureka.
Oh,
Eureka
I thought vacuum. You meant having sex.
He was like, sex.
It was. That was the presentation. It's the story of the Eureka. Mm-hmm.
He was like, sex has never been better because I don't have to listen to my bitching wife. Wow. I can just put a vacuum on my dick and go, Eureka.
I can't even hear her in the other room. It's so loud.
It's so loud. I can't hear her bitch in the other room. Oh. All I hear is, and then at the end, I go, Eureka. And I bust, and it's a great time. It's a great time. Anyways, this has been my TED Talk. Thank you for all coming out. If you all look under your seat, you get a handheld Eureka vacuum. He pulls a fucking Oprah.
Pulls an Oprah.
Yeah.
He just
first Oprah
he just
was
wants to make his
cum,
man.
Yeah, it's and so then sweet. He ended up buying a bunch of land in Hawaii.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's all right. Funny. I think that's the end of this.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Javen, so. Sing us out.
Sing us out.
Sing us out.
I had a dream.
All right, that's enough.
I hate.